Podcast. Commentary. Elegize. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So back in 2022, during the holiday season, my wife gave me this deck of cards, and it's called the Kickstart Creativity cards. They're right here, and they're done up by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Naturally, the links are going to be in the show notes. And what they are is they're 50 cards, and like the box says, it helps kickstart your creativity in wonderful ways. And I thought to myself, you know, why is she giving me this box of cards? You know, am I not the head instigator for Create Art Podcast? Do I not, you know, bring creativity everywhere I go? But sometimes you just need that little extra, you know, kick to help you out. And that's what these cards do. They're broken up into three different colors. You have three different types of cards. Each has its own color. You have your perspective cards, you have your intention cards, and then you have your action cards. And we've already done the perspective and intention cards in previous episodes, so check those out if you've missed them. And now we're into action cards. And what I'm doing is I'm taking one of these a week. And just, you know, it's the card is broken up into four different sections. It gives you one idea per card. And then it really expands on that idea. So what I decided to do for 2023 is to take one card a week, think about that card, you know, I record this on a Sunday. And then when I'm done recording this, take out the next card and think about that card for the week. And then record again on Sunday. Now, the only time I'm not going to be doing these is going to be in April and November. In April, we have National Poetry Writing Month. And in November, we have National Novel Writing Month. And I love participating in both of those activities. So, you know, it's not that I don't love participating in this activity, but that's kind of my bread and butter right there. So I like doing that kind of stuff. So, as you heard, elegize is our topic for today, and let's go ahead and take a look at these cards. It's the design on them. If you're seeing this on YouTube, you can see the design of the cards. They kind of remind me of the 70s for some reason, you know, stuff that was designed in the 70s, which is not a bad thing, but yeah, it kind of has that old time feel to me anyways. But the first part of the card obviously is, you know, telling you, elegize. And then the next part is the bottom part here that my middle finger is covering. I'm not using it against you. I'm just, you know, covering it up. I call that the kernel of knowledge. So it's just like a one sentence thing that gives you, if you miss the whole card, you got to get the kernel. So, and that kernel states that, elegize a departed person or reflect on a poignant event from the past. And for me, I mean, there are so many departed people and poignant events in the past that, you know, where do you start? I mean, if you've been alive for 5 minutes, you can elegize something. For me, I've been thinking about this a lot this week. And I mean, yeah, I could, you know, do something about John Coltrane, which I've already done. I could do something about Bukowski, which I've already done. I could do something about, you know, any of the writers that I've loved. And, you know, I've already done that. I could do something about my mom, who's been passed away since 2002. Already done that. You know, Innocence Lost, you know, I've already done that. So I think for this one, I've been making some changes in my life, and I've been trying to kind of find, you know, a more reasonable path to follow. And so I'm thinking that, you know, well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Tim's going to do a meditation workshop in about a week or two. Actually, I think next Saturday. No, in two Saturdays from now. Never done a meditation workshop. So I'm just trying some new things here that I haven't really tried before. So I'm hoping to, shed some weight because I am a tad plump. And, I've got some habits that are not necessarily the best habits in the world. So, maybe I'll write or produce something to elegize that. Who knows? But that's the way I'm going at it. Now, for you, obviously, you're going to do what you want to do. Maybe it is a person. Maybe you're elegizing the end of an era, of the Cold War. I don't know. Maybe ending, the 80s. Who doesn't want to end the 80s? No, the 80s were good. But, maybe it's something like that in your life. Or maybe, you're going to follow my example and, remove some stuff out of your life and elegize it. Who knows? Whatever you want to do. Now, for me, I am a huge fan on definitions, and I try to instill that into my kids. And, if we have a common definition of something, that removes the mystery of it, because then we're not, well, I thought it meant this and I thought it meant that. Now, if we come to an agreement on what a word means, that is really important for me. And I think that's another reason why I was so attracted to these cards, is because they're providing a good meaning and definition. I'd also like to go back to the dictionary. I'm a big fan of Cambridge Dictionary and see what they have to say about it. So elegy for Cambridge Dictionary. Again, show notes. Links will be in the show notes. It says a sad poem or song, especially remembering someone who has died or something in the past. That's their big thing. They actually did that twice. Yes. So, going to have to find a new dictionary. But anyhow, a sad poem or song, especially remembering someone who has died or something in the past. Yeah. That brings us to, are we sad that something is in the past or something has died? I mean, if somebody was in a lot of pain, my wife knows that, if I'm a vegetable, hey, shut off the breathing machine, I'm out. See you later. Let everyone tell everyone, hey, Tim says you have 2 weeks to get here, and then he's going off the machines, or a week. Get your butt, if you want to see him one last time, get your butt here, and then we're out. Something where somebody is suffering so much. I'm a huge fan of hospice. If somebody is suffering that much, let them go. It's sad to let them go, but it's sad to keep them alive. It's worse to keep them alive. It's more pain to keep them alive. Wow, we've gone from euthanasia to elegy to euthanasia. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you for, going on this journey with me here on a Sunday morning. So, but I think there is some sadness or some melancholy in an elegy, or when we're eulogizing somebody. But I know for me, I don't want it to be a sad time. I want people to party. I want people to have a good time. And that's just my caretaker, thing. That's just my caretaker self. So I guess it could be a sad poem or a song, but it also could remember the good things about that person too. So I don't think it's necessarily always a sad thing. I think there may be sad aspects to it, but I don't think it has to be totally sad. Maybe you'll write in and let me know what you think. But that's the definition we get from Cambridge Dictionary. And what I'll do now is reading from the card without my glasses. This is one of the things I really like about the card, because it'll give you like some history or something to connect the word with, something a little bit more tangible to connect the word with. And it says here, elegies articulate the heartache of grief, an attempt to point to a way forward despite sorrow and heartache. That I can go with. That if it's sad, it points the way of where we can go, and that way hopefully is a better place, and a much nicer place. Hopefully it's not down a dark tunnel with a light coming at you, and then you find out, oh, it's a train. Oh, we're all going to die. Reading further. Traditionally, elegies are poetic forms, but they can be conceived through music, architecture, folk art, and more. Walt Whitman wrote, "When lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed." As the nation mourned President Lincoln, the AIDS Memorial Quilt, featuring panels handmade by thousands of people, is a stunning example of communal remembrance. I do have a link for the AIDS Memorial Quilt. I do remember that when that came out, and when they were bringing that to all the towns and whatnot. And they also did that with the Vietnam War Memorial. I remember going to see that in my hometown of Rockford, Illinois, with my mom. And it can be staggering. It can, really knock you on your feet, knock you off your feet. But then again, it's a good remembrance, and it can point the way to go, you know what? It can be heartening for somebody to know that they're going to be remembered after they pass. So, you could have somebody that is terminal with something and they're like feeling, truly messed up. And then, they hear a eulogy, or they write one for themselves for somebody else to read. And the big thing is they're going to be remembered. So it will be okay. And again, the AIDS Memorial Quilt link will be in the show notes there for you. So feel free to check that out. Now, the card also has three challenges. The first one is experiment with elegy to honor someone from your personal history, someone famous, or perhaps someone who the world needs to know better. Yeah, I've done the elegy thing. I've done the remembrance thing so many times. And it's not that it doesn't, it's not important, or it's not needed, but that's why I'm like going to be focusing on the things that I'm going to be removing from my life and do an elegy for them. So, some bad habits and bad inner talk and all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to be getting rid of that. And, so maybe, that's my challenge for you. Feel free to honor somebody in your personal history or famous, or, I've done famous people too. So, and somebody who, someone who the world needs to know better, I've done that too. So, but with this one, feel free to go ahead and experiment. What is that, what does that poem or song or whatever it is look like to you? Give it a shot. The second thing is find a distinctive way to pay tribute to poignant or earth-shattering event from the past. Oh my God. Well, we've got the pandemic. We've got 9/11. We've got the Cold War. We've got Vietnam. We've got the Challenger explosion. We've got the bombings in Lebanon. I've even done stuff on Somalia when I was stuck in Somalia for a while. So, maybe some of the stuff we need to go back to. Maybe you need to go back to that well on occasion in a healthy mindset and extract from that what you need from it. Not everything, but extract what you need from it and move on with it. Then the last challenge is reflect on the profound opportunities and occasion elegies provide for humankind. Again, it's, elegy is for the person that has passed, but it's also for us too. And then just think about it. If somebody, you're at a funeral, you hear the eulogy, and somebody in that room that you don't know, or maybe you do know, has a terminal condition, and they see that all the love poured out, it can help that person pass better. So it reminds me of a commercial. Retire better. Yeah, it's a retirement commercial. It goes, retire better. Die better. Okay. Dark humor. Dark humor. You thought you were going to get, you know, something inspiring, but you got dark humor for me. Nah, just, I think we can use this as a thing to, you know, remind ourselves that we will be missed and we are loved. And I think that's the big lesson here is that, you know, when this happens and it will happen, there's going to be somebody out there to bear witness for everybody. And that's a good thing. Some points to consider on this, because I always like to have points that I want you to think about. I want you to think about the emotional catharsis of an elegy. You can work a lot of feelings out. Trust me, I know. I've written a bunch, and maybe I need to write some more to get rid of some of these bad habits that I have. But it does provide a good emotional catharsis. It gets it out, because we can fester on that so much inside, and we don't need to. We can let it out. We can let it fly and be free. Memorialization. Again, that brings it to, you know, memorializing the person or the thing that has happened. That's why they built the monument in New York for the 9/11 memorial. I'm wondering what's going to happen with the pandemic and all the people that we lost in the pandemic. I'm wondering, you know, how we're going to do a memorial to them. And another point to consider is universal themes. There are universal themes in all elegies, all eulogies. And that is, you know, I think, as in the description on the card, it helps us point away to, you know, the good things in our life, the things we need to remember. So, you know, think about eulogies and the themes that are in them. I know mine is going to be very funny, very entertaining. I don't want people crying at my funeral, because again, I'm a caretaker, so I don't need people crying at my funeral. I need people to have a good time. Hence why I'm being cremated. So you're not even gonna, when I pass, you're not even gonna see my body. So I don't know. Maybe I won't even have a funeral. Maybe I'll just be like, yeah, whatever. But you know what? I won't be around for it. Again, dark humor. All right. So I'm hoping this has helped you out. It's helped me out too. It got me thinking about, you know, things that, you know, I might want to elegize and change in my life. So I'm hoping you enjoyed that. So it's that time to go ahead and turn out the light and turn off the microphone and let you get back to your, well, let me get back to my day so I can let you get back to your day. Just a couple of things I wanted to remind you of. One, we do have a podcast newsletter. It's called Create Art Podcast Newsletter, and you can find that at in the show notes. You can subscribe to it, and you can find that at timothybryan.substack.com. And I do a monthly newsletter there that takes either more ideas or takes ideas and expands on them even more. It's just once a month. I don't want to flood your inbox. And it also lets you know, episodes that I've done, things that I'll be doing, talks that I'll be having, all that good stuff. So you'll know where I'm at. So you can get that there. I talk about, you know, the show, you look at the show notes. You can go to the website and get the show notes. The website is createartpodcast.com. And that's where you can find everything out about me. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast. You can reach out by going to timothy@createartpodcast.com. I want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods, and I want to hear about your journey and what you're working on. I'd also like to know how this is going to be a 5-star podcast for you if it's not already a 5-star podcast. So definitely, tell me what you think, what you would like to see, and what would make it a 5-star podcast. I've got a couple ideas that I've been kicking around the head lately, and one of them is an affiliate program with either Michaels or Blick, and I might do an affiliate program with both. I'm not sure. But I think in 2024, I'll be doing a lot more projects with you and, creating a lot more art, because that's one of the things that I've been, popping around in my head is that, I'm focusing a lot on the podcast, but I'm not focusing a lot on my personal art. So we'll be seeing a lot more of that in 2024 for sure. So, and that's why I'm like, why not get an affiliate link? Tell me what you think. Now, if you have a friend that is an artist that, is like, if only there was a podcast about creating art that, would give me ideas and inspiration, you can give this to your friend. Hey, you know what? It's Christmas in October. I got nothing. Or it's Halloween in October. Hey, that's even better. Give it to him for a Halloween gift. I didn't know there was Halloween gifts. I've just created it there for you. But definitely pass it on to a friend and let them know about this podcast, because the best way to find out about podcasts, in my opinion, is word of mouth. And now, speaking about sharing this podcast with a friend, I actually run another podcast. I know, crazy, right? I actually run 9, but we won't talk about that. But if you want to have a podcast that we'll help you find your next binge-worthy podcast, and we'll help you outsmart the algorithm, then try Find a Podcast About. And you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you find a really good podcast. I'm going to break it down, into, what's about, interactions. I have a whole list of criteria, and I'm not going to give you any stinkers. These are all podcasts that I actually listen to on a weekly or a monthly basis and that I'm excited about. And I want to share that with you. Last thing here is I'm using YouTube. So I'm hoping that you're finding this on the YouTubes. If you have any suggestions or anything like that, or anything you'd like to see, especially with YouTube, please feel free to let me know. I won't bite your fingernails off. Well, I might bite your fingernails off, but I won't bite the whole finger off. So we have that. Okay. It's time for me to turn off this lovely light over here. Time to turn off the microphone and go play with my kiddos. Probably going to mow the lawn today. So I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Write a eulogy for it. Create more than you consume. And go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. Talk to you next time.